Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We can look ahead to the Falcons' remaining schedule. They are headed to the bye week this week, but I don't know what you think of the slate coming up, but maybe there's some W's in there.
Yeah, Tiff, they got the Chargers coming up December 1st, and that's going to be an interesting game as well. Chargers seem to be a team playing at a pretty high level, getting better. I don't know what you thought, what anybody thought when Jim Harbaugh took over, but, kind of figured they were in a slight, I don't want to say rebuilding mode, but they were kind of, at a flux in terms of where that team was and with Keenan Allen and everything else going on with what they have been. And so that's going to be a tough one as well. Minnesota at Minnesota on Sunday, December 8th. So I'll stop right there with those first two, and I'll ask you guys, how are we feeling about those two games coming off the bye week and hopefully with fresh legs?
Well, you're going to win both of them.
That's how you feel?
No. Oh, okay.
I think you got to take one of those. And I say still one. I mean, I just think you got to take one of those games. Coming off the bye at home, you should win. Yeah. Not that you can beat them, and that they're easily beatable. That's not what I'm saying. But in the NFL, if you want to be a playoff team, you get a bye, you're playing at home, teams coming across the country, essentially, literally coast to coast, and you should win that game. Yeah. That's a game that you should win. Healthy, fresh, all those things. And then you look, and you got the Vikings game, and that, the Vikings have played well this year, but are you telling me that you think the Vikings are head and shoulders better than us? They look that way record-wise, but
that's a tough one.
They've struggled as of late offensively. So now they've got some playmakers in Jefferson, and is it Hockenson as their tight end?
I was going to say, my thing with Minnesota is I'm not sure what we do better than they do. That's the frustrating part, because I'm looking at those receivers going – Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison are not the kind of guys that you want to give a big cushion to and let them catch things underneath, because they're the kind of guys that speed-wise will stiff-arm somebody and they'll be up the seam before you can even get your head around good. Especially if you have to, I don't know what the future holds for Mike Hughes and D. Alford, but especially if you're having to play some of the guys that we had to play last weekend in that game, that matches up as a tough one. So
yeah, I think we run the ball better than them. Okay. I think we're a better running team. I think we've got a better quarterback. Now, their receiving core, I think, is better when you put Justin Jefferson, yeah, who is probably the best, if not top three. Jamar Chase is in that category in the NFL right now, and then you've got Jordan Addison, who seems frustrated lately, but is a very good player. And I think Hockenson is a heck of a tight end.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a very good player, and I mean, Aaron Jones can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, he definitely can. The next two games after that, at Vegas and then New York at home, those are two teams that are vying for that, first overall pick. We just talked about them a minute ago.
Those are teams that want to lose. You got to help them lose.
Right. Well, the front offices might want to lose. The players, I promise you, don't want to.
What I mean by that is Tiffany just saw the Raiders, so she can probably speak more, but right, everything I've seen from them is they do things on the field that good teams take advantage of to beat them.
Yeah.
And I say that's what I mean by they want to lose. You have to go take it from them. You can't leave them hang around.
Yeah, they were – I saw them week four, a game in which they lost to the Browns, and a lot has changed since then, leading to when I saw them on Sunday in Miami against the Dolphins. It was a game that they were kind of in it at first. It was actually one of Gardner Minshew's better games that he's had with them, but they've had a lot of mistakes. You mentioned kind of how they lose games, right? And there, I think back to our stats, there's been like eight games or something where they were actually leading, but they can't find a way to hold on to the lead. So penalties have been a major issue. That was something that came up in our meeting with Coach Antonio Pierce ahead of the game. And then I talked to him for the first quarter interview because penalties were getting them. Again, they also made the changes going into the bye week to the offense. That was all AP's decision, Antonio Pierce, to fire Luke Getsy. And then they promote Scott Turner to their offensive coordinator, who, by the way, brought in his dad, Norv Turner, you know, out of retirement to come help with the assists there. But, you know, they were looking to kind of try to establish the run game. But just didn't seem like anything was working for them. And, of course, you had Tua being able to extend all these plays with his legs. But it's just unfortunate for the Raiders. Those were two teams going into this past weekend that both needed to win to try to salvage their seasons. The Dolphins can still try to find a way to sneak into the playoffs. But, you know, Raiders, it's not looking so good right now.
Yeah, and whoever is the coordinator over there seems to really love Brock Bowers. He continues to just... be one of the greatest, honestly, one of the greatest rookie tight ends in the history of the NFL. Would you see what he's doing? And
he called him an X factor for that team in our meeting again going into the game, just how much. Basically, he said Brock was as advertised.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
They are definitely getting their bang for their buck out of him and then some.
Yeah. Well, and then you look at the final two games at Washington. I think that's going to be, in terms of what they do, probably the most difficult of all six of these remaining games. In terms of what Jaden Daniels do and their ability to stretch the field, can you force him into a bad decision? And if you can't, they're a team that obviously with Dan Quinn at the helm is going to play good defense, and they're going to probably get after you at the quarterback position. And then, you know, you never know what happens with Carolina. That's a game that the Falcons should go and win, but to end the season, you never really know what you're going to get in those situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.